This is Radio 2 on 1500 metres, 247 metres, and stereo VHF. And now it's time for Don Mas to introduce the radio orchestra.
Thank you, Robin, and welcome to another Tuesday session with the BBC Radio Orchestra. And our guest conductor this week is Maestro Robert Farnan. And to sing all these songs, we welcome the lovely, talented Selena Jones. Spring-like weather may well be with us, but don't forget the old adage, cast not a clout till May be out, me darlings. And musically speaking, that means button up your overcoat. Button up your overcoat or your dressing gown, which is probably more appropriate for the time of night. Now, let us let in a bit of country air into the studio. Oh. However, it is my delight on this Tuesday night to introduce the Lincolnshire Poacher.
Thank you.
Bob Farnham with a brace slung around his neck, conducting the radio orchestra in his earthy arrangement of the Lincolnshire Poacher, and very pheasant too. Selina Jones is our guest tonight, and she tells us why she enjoys singing. Selena Jones, who believes in music, and the music's all the better for it. Memory Lane time now, and as we wander down the street of a thousand songs, a timely tune from Selena.
All of a sudden my heart sings when I remember little things the way you dance and hold me tight. And say goodnight. The crazy things we say and do. The fun it is to be with you. The magic thrill that's in your touch.
all of a sudden our heart sings because we've got Selena Jones back on the programme. So welcome return.
Thank you very much.
To this Tuesday session, Selena.
Lovely to be back.
Oh, well, it's nice to see you again and a pleasure to hear you in good form as usual. So you've obviously been keeping the old vocal cords in trim. Whereabouts?
I've just been all over the place. As usual, you know.
In England or abroad?
Abroad, Holland, Germany.
Do you find much difference in doing television abroad than in this country? Is it much the same sort of techniques? And
No, everybody has a different sort of approach to doing their thing, you know. And I find over there they have a few advantages, maybe the equipment, I don't know. Or the ideas seem to be a bit simpler in some instance by certain little things they can do to create something big out of something very small.
Do you think we tend to get too complicated over here?
Well, sometimes it tends to run away sometimes, yes. Some of the ideas.
Well, simplicity is the form of success, isn't it?
Right.
We're going to have another number from you now, and I think this is certainly, a lot of people anyway will say it's one of their favourite songs. Certainly the composers.
They're going to start chatting, these people.
Who?
The people that say we're in love. Don't throw bouquets at me. Don't please my folks too much. Don't laugh at my jokes too much. People will say don't sigh and gaze at me. Your sighs are so like mine. Your eyes mustn't glow like mine. People will say we're in love. Don't stop collecting things. Give me my rose and my glove. Sweetheart, they're suspecting things. People will say, everybody will say, people will say, we're in love. All night with me till the stars fade from above. They'll see it's all right with me. People will say, everybody will say, people will say we're in
smart one, that's Selena Jones. Oh, already with a quip. Lovely song, too. She got in before I did, I'm sorry to say. Surprised me completely. Anyway, there it was from Oklahoma, Rodgers and Hammerstein's lovely song, People Will Say We're In Love. Well, let them talk, if that's all they've got to do. I could suggest something worthwhile instead, and that is to listen to our Orc Talk. And this is the spot in the show where we feature members of the radio orchestra, have a chat to them, and find out all about their musical careers. But first of all, let's listen to the two people in question on this particular occasion on this Tuesday night. There's James Pickles on flute and Jim Barry on piano, playing right now Chopin's Fantasy Impromptu.
a scintillating Bob Farnall arrangement of Chopin's Fantasy Impromptu, and doing it justice there on flute, Jane Pickles is coming along to chat to me now. She doesn't really want to. She'd rather play the flute, wouldn't she?
Yes, that's very true.
But the listeners, I'm sure, would love to hear about you and your career. When did music first enter your life, Jane?
Well, my father's musical, and he has a dance band.
What's his name?
Robert Pickles. He's just a local.
I see.
Dance band.
Where locally is it?
Keighley.
In Yorkshire?
Yorkshire, yes.
You're a Yorkshire lass, are you?
Yes,
right,
I am.
He
had a flute, and he was going to start to learn it himself, but he didn't have the time, so I ended up...
What instrument does he play?
He plays a saxophone and clarinet.
How big's the band he's got?
Well, it's moves from a sort of a four-piece to a 14-piece.
Depending on what they want for the gig.
Depending on what they want for the gig,
yes. I see. Right, did you sing with the band at all?
Oh, no.
Did you sing with the band? Did you play with the band, I mean, or sing with the band?
No, he wouldn't have a woman in the band.
Wouldn't have a woman in the band? Well, these days, you've got to have a woman in the
yes,
band.
Yes, that's what I tell him.
Anyway, what happened after he gave you the flute and you became proficient on it?
I took lessons and I went to the Guildhall School of Music. And then I left and joined the Max Jaffa Orchestra for a season in Scarborough. And from then on, I've been touring ever since, for about 2 years now, moving around the country, mostly in Scotland, with touring companies like the Scottish Ballet.
And you've been with the radio orchestra how long?
Well, I've... Just this week.
Just this week?
Yes.
Oh, fresh.
Yes.
As a daisy. Oh, lovely. Well, just this week, and you've settled in so quickly, it seems, listening to it anyway. So let's hear another example of that. Now, another not a Bob Farnall arrangement this time, but a Bob Farnall composition. So this one will give you something to work on. We're looking forward to hearing you play, Jane. Fantasy for flute. Wrote it, Bob Farnall arranged it. Flute Fantasy, the acute flute of Jane Pickles. And very nice too, Jane, and good luck with the radio orchestra. Well, now for jazz fans, who will all be familiar with the name of Dizzy Gillespie. And this is not the time or the place to go into an appraisal or discuss the jazz life of Dizzy Gillespie, but it is the time and the place to play one of his well-known numbers and compositions. And so, listen now, and I will certainly listen and enjoy Robert Farnall's arrangement of Dizzy Gillespie's Salt Peanuts. We'll be right back.
A super reminder of that great jazzman Dizzy Gillespie there was Salt Peanuts, and a fine arrangement by Bob Fonin, and here he is talking to me again. Bob, nice to see you. How's Guernsey?
Oh, couldn't be better here. Cows are well.
Tomatoes
blooming, or whatever they do.
Yes, everything's coming up spring now, and all over the place, but Guernsey, of course, the flowers must be out.
We're very fortunate in Guernsey, yes, very early spring there. Mm. And a very beautiful one, too.
Do things like flowers and the countryside inspire you to write music?
I think the whole island does, really, yes. Mm. They help. Walks along the cliffs.
You find it a very good inspiration.
Yes, I always have since I've lived there. Mm-hmm, yes. Yeah. Musical thoughts come
Tell me whereabouts, just describe to the listeners, actually, and to me too, really, sort of where you write. Do you have a sort of special little room where you go?
I have a study which overlooks the water. We're about 200 yards from the sea on the top of a cliff. So it's a little bit like Cornwall there, you know. They have very high cliffs and little coves and bays. Yeah. And our house is situated, an old Guernsey farmhouse, just situated on the top of this cliff. Overlook the sea, so it's very inspirational,
so
as you can imagine.
The waves crashing on the rocks.
Yeah.
It's when you're serious mood, and then just a little lapping of the waves. It's
that's
a nice
right.
light mood.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, I say that was Salt Peanuts, and obviously that brought out the jazz in you, because you're a great jazz fan. And was Dizzy Gillespie one of your...
Well, yes, we grew up together. I
Did
played
you?
Trumpet with him when we were both students.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We used to play together. And he got a little better than me, so I gave up the horn and started to write.
Well, that was nice to hear Salt Peanuts again. Anyway, that's good. Let's go on to another of your compositions now, Bob, in complete contrast. And a tune called Lady Barbara. Mm. Anyone we know?
Not anyone you know personally, I don't think. It was inspired by an actress called Virginia Mayo, who played in the film Captain Hornblower with Gregory Peck.
Oh, yes.
She took the part of Lady Barbara Hamilton. Mm. And this was their love theme in the film.
Thank you.
Lady Barbara's love theme. Another type of love theme now, this time from Selena Jones.
Do I love you? Do I? Doesn't one and one make two? Do I love you? Do I? Does July need a sky of blue? Would I miss you? Would I? If you ever should go away, if the sun should desert the day, what would life be? Will I leave you never? Could the ocean leave the shore? Will I worship you forever? Isn't heaven forevermore? Do I love you? Do I? Oh, my dear, it's so easy to see. Don't you know I do? Don't I show you I do? Just as you love me. Do I love you? Do I? Doesn't one and one make two? Do I love you? Do I? Does July need a sky of blue? Would I miss you? Would I? If the sun should desert the day, what would life be? Will I leave you never? Could the ocean leave the shore? Will I worship you forever? Isn't heaven forevermore? Do I love you? Do I? Don't you know I do? Don't I show you I do? Just as you love me. Do I love you? Do I? Oh, my dear, it's so easy to see. Don't you know I do? Don't I show you I do? Just as you love me.
One from one of my favourite composers, Cole Porter, Do I Love You, from Selena Jones, helping us to make it through the night, which is a marvellous cue for a song and brings to mind the name of Chris Christopherson.
Take the ribbon from my hair, shake it loose and let it fall. Lying soft upon my skin, like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side, till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't care who's right or wrong. I don't try to understand. Let the devil day is dead and gone, and tomorrow's out of sight. It's so sad to be alone. make it through the night. I don't care who's right or wrong. I don't try to understand. Let the devil take tomorrow. Yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's outside. It's so sad to be alone. Help me make it through the
Selena, helping us to make it through the night. Tell you something, it's better than cocoa. Well, now, about 3 weeks ago, Peter Knight provided us with a medley from Porgy and Bess. But so prolific was George Gershwin, he wrote enough tunes for Porgy and Bess to make two medleys, which is lucky for us, and Bob Farnan. Except that Bob Farnan has turned his into a symphonic suite. That's what comes with living on Guernsey. Anyway, I think you'll enjoy it. Symphonic suite from Porgy and Bess.
Thank you.
I got plenty of nothing. It ain't necessarily so. I loves you, Porgy, and there's a boat that's leaving soon for New York. All marvellous, marvellous tunes from George Gershwin's Porgy and Bess. From Porgy and Bess to Porgy in Bed. Yes, it's time the radio orchestra were turning in. And that goes for our conductor, Maestro Bob Farnham, and our guest singer, Selina Jones. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We have enjoyed presenting it for you, and we hope you've been inspired enough to tune in again next week at the same time, and we'll have more music delicious for you to enjoy. Until then, from my producer, John Bustle, and everyone here, this is Don Moss saying have a good, tuneful week, and take care.
With the time coming up to 11 o'clock, a choice of listening now on Radios 1 and 2 for Radio 1 listeners on 247 metres and VHF, John Peel's your host, while on Radio 2, 1500 metres long wave and some BBC local radio stations on both VHF and medium wave, there's the news summary, followed by The Late Show with Sheila Tracy.
Well, welcome, Honey Bunches, to A Comedy of Errors, Act 5, Shopping in the High Street. And our guests tonight, making a welcome return to our little programme, are the Pirates, whereas among the records are selections by Television, Leo Kottke, Derek Bell, David Bowie, Delbert McClinton, who's represented twice, Eater, and there'll also be four tracks from one of my heroes who shortly returned to the glamorous world of rocker business after several years of driving a truck in a thoroughly spiritual manner. First up, though, the debut single from The Clash. Isn't it shocking the way I refuse to grow old gracefully and keep playing these records by these new bands? Those are The Clash, and that's their debut single, and it's called White Riot. And, well, you can tell me about your Emerson, Lake and Parkers, or your Pace, Ashton and Lords, and even if you're very silly, Dino, Desi and Billy, but I'll stick with Martin, Bogan and Armstrong, who I discovered over the weekend.
Give it back here. right here.
You buy the whiskey.
I'll buy the whiskey.
I'll buy the beer.
You buy the beer.
Now let's keep a party.
Let's keep a party.
Give it on me.
Give it on me.
I can't take it.
I can't take it.
I'm drunk, you see.
You're drunk, I see.
Oh, me.
Oh, me.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, you.
Oh, you.
I can't dance.
I can't dance.
Yeah, take a chance.
Better take a chance.
I can't dance.
I can't dance.
That ain't in my pants.
Ain't in my pants.
Down by the lake, you got the line.
I got the line.
I've got the bait.
You got the bait.
Now let's go fishing.
Let's go fishing.
Down by the hole.
Down by the hole.
You got the bait.
I got the line.
I've got the pole.
You got the pole.
Oh me.
Oh me.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Oh you.
Oh you.
Zoo zoo zoo.
Zoo zoo zoo.
I can't dance.
I can't dance.
Yeah, take a chance.
Ready, take a chance.
I can't dance.
I can't dance.
That ain't taking place.
I'm not responsible.
What we do at the dark?
What we do at the dark?
Now let's go riding.
Let's go riding.
Won't go far.
Won't go far.
You buy the gas.
I buy the gas.
I got the car.
You got the car.
Zazoo.
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 I can't dance.
I can't dance.
Can't take a chance.
Ready to the chance.
I can't dance.
I can't dance.
That ain't
in my plan. That's my plan.
Not responsible for what we do after dark. Those are Martin Bogan and Armstrong from an LP on Sonnet, which was actually released last year. And I remember reading a good review of it in one of the music papers, but I never got my hands on a copy of it myself until last weekend. And a most diverting LP it is as well, too. Worth tracking down, I think. First number from the Pirates, it's a Carl Perkins number. It's called Cat Clothes. Yeah.